Hi guys, welcome to our lab. Today, we'll be walking you through the process of DNA extraction from human cells. To begin with, let me explain the basic principle. DNA extraction involves breaking down the cell membranes to release the DNA and then purifying it so it can be analyzed or used in experiments. First, we start with our sample. Today, we're going to use a cotton swab to collect saliva from a person's mouth and then transfer the cells into this test tube here, which contains something called a lysis buffer. A lysis buffer is a liquid solution which breaks down the cell membrane and releases the DNA into the solution. Basically, we can't properly examine the DNA without getting rid of the cell membrane first. Next, the protease enzyme is added. This enzyme helps to break down proteins that are attached to the DNA. By dissolving these proteins, we ensure that our DNA sample is as clean and pure as possible. A few microliters of protease is added to the test tube and then gently mixed. Then, the mixture is incubated at 56 degrees Celsius for about 30 minutes, which helps the protease enzyme to work more effectively. After incubation, we will add a solution called ethanol. Ethanol helps the DNA to stand out from the rest of the solution, making it easier for us to study. When we add ethanol, you'll see the DNA start to clump together. It's quite a fascinating process. Now that the ethanol has been added, we'll put the DNA in the centrifuge. The centrifuge is a machine which spins the sample at high speeds, causing the DNA to collect at the bottom of the test tube in a small ball. This ball is called a pellet. This is a vital step because it separates the DNA from the rest of the solution. The sample is placed in the centrifuge for about 10 minutes at 12,000 RPM. When the centrifuge is finished, the liquid above the DNA pellet is carefully removed, and then we wash the pellet with a small amount of ethanol to remove any remaining impurities. Then we'll let the pellet dry to evaporate any ethanol. Finally, we'll rehydrate the DNA pellet in a buffer solution, making it ready for analysis or further experiments. This is also what the DNA is stored in, if we need to keep it for long periods of time. And there you have it, a pure sample of DNA, ready to be used in a variety of genetic tests or research studies. And that's it, the whole process of testing DNA from a saliva swab. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.